Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm the host of Westchester's premier live music show, Working Musicians. I am so happy to have someone from a place I used to live. Jersey, New Jersey. Erin Shule.
Thank you for having me.
Hope you didn't have too much trouble getting here today.
No, the GPS gets you right in.
You know, it's funny, I always felt, I lived in Jersey and Teaneck for 10 years, and I always felt, you know, it's unfair that I have to pay to get out of this state. Anywhere I want to go. What part of Jersey are you from?
Like Princeton area, more central.
Okay. Awesome. You're here today shortly after the release of your second CD. And what's it called?
Fourth and Broadway.
Okay. I'm going to turn it around. And that was a very elegant gown you had on. You have a beautiful voice.
Oh,
I heard
you.
It on your website.
Thank you.
I heard it on the extensive sound check that we took. Okay. Thank you. I want to thank our camera people, Laura and John. I want to thank our directors, Rita and Keith. They put in a lot of hard work in on this show. Okay, so today you're going to sing some songs from this album. Now you came to me, I love it when people come to me, through Eugene Foley.
Right.
Foley Entertainment. Now how did you hook up with Eugene?
I submitted something online for him to review a song I did, and he liked it, so he sent me his book, and I read it, and I thought it was great. So then we contacted him and started working together. So.
He sent you his book for free?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sending it to me.
It's a good book.
Okay, well that's awesome. I have like 15 of these books.
I recommend it to all like musicians that are trying to do things on their own.
And what's it called?
Artist Development.
Yes, it's something that record companies no longer do.
Exactly.
Right? Record companies expect you to have the CD.
Yeah.
To have a following. To have 10,000 fans on Facebook.
Yeah, it's not easy to get.
But the thing that's nice about it is if you do the CD yourself, you own the master.
That's true.
You know, I just bought someone's greatest hits. Oh, yeah. I have this James Taylor's Greatest Hits album, but he did one album with a different record company.
Oh.
So, of course, those songs are not on the Greatest Hits album.
Yeah.
So, I'm just so glad that you came here today. And let's get started. But before we do, your music director?
Pat Roo. He's music director. I'm more band leader.
Aha. Uh-huh. And do you usually play with a drummer when you go out live? Or?
We hire different people depending on the show.
And I know from your website, you two write together?
Yes.
He's my co-writer, business partner.
Is that as far as it goes? Or?
Well, he's my best friend, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been friends for a while now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm going to lift my chair, move off the stage, and you guys start with three songs and maybe we'll get to four.
Great.
You want to go to sit?
Thank you.
song's called "Beloved Goodbyes." This is also co-written with Pat Roos.
You sound great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
We have Arna Went on keyboards. Did no great solo. This next song is called 300 Miles.
As long as it's under 9 minutes.
Oh, okay. Is this one under 9 minutes?
Yeah.
Normally
under 9 minutes.
No extended maybe jams we'll today.
I'm
excellent job. Have a seat. I love that not only do you have a strong voice, but you have a sense of dynamics. You know, because you need both.
Yeah, I've been singing for a while, so.
Need a hand with that?
Let's
get that tape back up.
She's taped, I say.
She's taped.
Speak to me. You said you had some gigs coming up. Tell me about them.
We have the Cape May Singer-Songwriter Conference coming up, which we're actually excited about because we're on the compilation CD and everything for that.
But when is that going to happen?
That is March
12th, 13th?
I think.
However, people can go to your website, which
Absolutely.
Is
aaronschul.com.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's flashing on the lower third of the screen as we speak. Now, do you guys do any cover gigs?
Yes. We have a lot of those. Down the shore, usually.
In the summer or all year round?
It's pretty much the only way to make money as a musician in New Jersey. So.
What cover songs do you do?
We do Curtis Mayfield, Stevie Wonder, Susan Tedeschi, Al Green, Marvin Gaye.
Name some of the songs.
Okay, People Get Ready, Curtis Mayfield.
Love that song.
Heard It Through the Grapevine, Superstition, I Wish.
Little by Little.
That's Susan Tedeschi,
Susan.
Which is an old blues to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take Me to the River, Al Green. What else do we do? We do a lot of originals with the covers.
Don't forget Clean Up Woman.
Betty Wright.
I remember that. I grew up with that one.
We like to do like the soul, blues, jazz thing.
And what pieces do you go out when you do that?
It's depending on the gig, but we try to have full band with viola, trumpet, and keys if possible.
So that's seven pieces maybe?
Yeah, sometimes we're six, sometimes we're 12. Our record release party, we had a horn section and backup singers. And
you still make money?
No.
Not on the record.
Spend money.
But on the normal cover things you make
on
money.
The musicians I hire make money.
And you donate. You donate your services for free.
Yeah, usually.
So, what are your hopes and expectations for the new CD?
We're trying to get it out to as many radio stations and companies as we can and hopefully promote it as much as possible. Just get it out and for ears to hear.
Now, it's interesting, talking to people who come on the show, I didn't realize it, but most people hire either a publicist or a promoter who send this stuff out. And someone was just telling me, Sean Nowell, that the best guy who does it lives in Alaska.
Wow.
And I thought that was pretty bizarre, but do you guys have a publicist or someone?
We're working on that. We're trying to find an international publicist so we can send everything overseas because we seem to be getting more response over there. But the other stuff, like our radio publicist, we're doing that on our own because we did the first CD with a company and we figured out how to do it on our own. So,
okay.
Save some money.
Well, it's tough. It's tough getting played on the radio these days. Do you have a Facebook page?
Absolutely.
Which do you prefer, Facebook or MySpace?
I'm Facebook these days. I used to be all about MySpace, but it seems to be more junk mail and stuff than it used to be.
All right.
Facebook.
Well, you guys sounded terrific. I love it when we do like an MTV stripped down thing because the sound, frankly, the sound is always better. I'm looking forward to part two of the show. Do some more of your originals. Any last words you want to say to our audience?
Please buy our CD.
Okay. And once more, it's called?
4th and Broadway, Aaron Schul.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
We'll get ready for part two.
Sure. Sounds great. What are y'all looking at me for?
Come on, man. I'm waiting for someone to yell cut.
Usually someone yells cut.
Cool. Put the microphone on the other side.